morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are, welcome to episode 2 of Lyft's podcast series. For this second session, we are going to focus on how to support young people in building their careers. Our guest today is Andrew Magunda. You've met him in our first podcast. He is our country manager for Lyft in Uganda, and he is the founder of CareerPath Uganda. CareerPath is a close partner of Lyft. I'm your host today, and my name is Anne-Marie van Swinderen, and I'm managing director of Lyft. Now, Andrew, to start with, what is CareerPath?
Yes, thank you, Anne-Marie, for having me today. CareerPath is a Ugandan nonprofit. We are committed to integrating career teaching and learning in Uganda's education system. We actually believe that a timely and early access to career advice increases young people's future life chances to transition from school to work and, to be responsible employers and employees of the future. That is really why we exist. Yes.
Andrew, why does CareerPath focus on supporting young people build their careers? Is Uganda performing poorly in this field?
Well, for starters, evidence actually suggests that Uganda ranks very poorly in transition from school to work compared to quite a number of African countries. In fact, in terms of successful school-to-work transition, we are way behind Tanzania and Zambia. On average, in Uganda here, a Ugandan graduate takes an average of about 2.5 years to attain any first form of job. And yes, one of the biggest obstacles to those graduates finding work are those job requirements, obviously, they don't have, but also the lack of knowledge on how and where to find work. And for us, that's where our career awareness comes in, and that's how CareerPath comes in. You can see that this challenge really uncovers the looming lack of career guidance, in fact, in our schools, and also the lack of career readiness training, or if you like, as other people call it, work readiness training. In fact, in Uganda, hardly any Ugandan schools really hold career talks during the school terms. And this leaves many young people with hardly any form of career direction. And so when you even expand the lens a little bit more, you find that barely do schools have a sound career guidance department, but also they do not really have trained student career counselors. That is almost like a myth in our country and in our schools. So as CareerPath, we come in to support young people in these schools to build their careers really early, or at least to expose them to career training that enables them to have an early footstep into their future career.
What kind of structured career training do you offer the young people? What classes do you run?
All right, yes. Being the heartbeat of our work in Uganda, our curriculum covers key messages critical to the different age groups that we serve. But in general, there are a couple of key areas for our programming in a curriculum that we focus on. First, we first run self-discovery classes where young people discover their strengths, their passion, obviously their interests, even their skills and values, and their personality types, and how all these relate to their intended career path. From then on, we teach them about different career fields in the world, the key jobs in those fields or sectors, even the education and skills that they need to be able to break into employment after school. We also introduce them to the world of work. You know, this is a very critical component right now. How you penetrate the world of work determines a lot to do with your stay in a job. So this is mostly to young adults, especially pre and postgraduates. And here they learn about hard employability skills, as they call them, like, you know, skills of financial management, research, monitoring and evaluation skills, data management, all those key 21st century skills. They also learn soft skills like you know, problem solving, public speaking, how to relate with clients, managing time, because these are very critical in the workplace. So we teach them these things early. We also offer them other work readiness skills, trainings. These are got to do with things to relate to interview skills. So how do you prepare? How do you pass an interview? What do you take note of? We teach them things relating to how to respond to job adverts. So aspects of cover letters, curriculum defeaters, and resumes, and then office culture, etc., are things that we handle under the curriculum relating to the world of work. Our curriculum also offers what we call careerpreneurship. In our world, young people, in this case, test the world of work by learning a practical skill and how it relates to a typical work environment. So here we are talking skills like making liquid soap, making paper bags, things like counter books, and this is all done as a business or social action project. Finally, we offer these young people career exposure visits and work placements. So in this case, we try to support them to visit several local firms in their locality to learn and observe work experiences, you know, live from the employees. So in this case, they're able to gain interest in particular job types that they are considering as their future career path. I'll give an example. Earlier this year, we launched a learner employer engagements program. And in this case, we are connecting students to employers to learn about work, and for especially graduates to market their skills to employers, most likely that are going to hire them. Currently, we are also supporting young people to find internship placements in organizations, because this is the time now when young people are looking for internships. And so this really helps them to be exposed and to get an idea of how a work environment looks like and how they should behave there. Yes.
So you're telling us that you start very early on with the learner-employer engagements. Why do you start so early with young people?
That's an excellent question, Anne-Marie. You know, Career Path bases its work on evidence. In fact, research shows that students who interact with employers are less likely to find themselves without employment. Research also shows that secondary school teachers believe that quality work experiences and these employer interactions have a very direct impact on exam results of these students and are critical to achieving, you know, top grades at secondary school. This is already a clear indicator that these learner employer engagements do really work. So young people visiting employers whose work is aligned to their dream career jobs is part of their critical journey of career exploration. So it's very, very important that we start early.
In all this amazing work that you've done, what would you say have been your lessons as an organization? What works and what does not in building careers of young people?
There are so many things that we have learned along this journey. It might be very difficult for me to put them into a simple statement, but I will probably give you about four experiences that we've learned from. Number one, the traditional career guidance system actually does not work. Yes, it doesn't. In our context, a traditional system looks at giving career advice, yeah, mainly to school-going children. We have learned that to achieve equity in all its fairness, we need tailored and customized career advice packages. Well, there are many young people in our settings who are out of the education system. That's for a fact. Or at least those that drop out that still must find their career footing. There are very many. So we have learned that to be responsive, and that it's not a one-size-fits-all, this career guidance system. So our career training is really nested, not just in the school system, but also outside it. I'll give an example to you. We host a Power of One campaign. What does this mean? In Uganda, there are millions of young people who have dropped out of school, who really still have a particular career passion. But because of their circumstances, they cannot fulfill it. Yeah, mainly because they lack a mentorship system, a support system to inspire them to diligently practice this passion and to achieve their full potential out of the education system. So the Power of One campaign inspires young people who are mainly out of the school system to use their passion to try and reach their goals. We are talking people like musicians, young artists, we are talking even writers and poets, to shoemakers and social entrepreneurs, as young people who want to change social issues around them. We connect them to mentors to nurture their talent and inspire them to the next level of their careers. Young people in this Power of One campaign receive mentorship, they receive career counseling, they get leadership training and exposure in the campaign, so that we break the traditional career guidance system, because really that one doesn't work. Number two, critical minimum career advice is most important at key decision points in the life journey of a young person. Here we are talking the critical education transition periods as they go to school and as they transition from one level to another. So we have learned that it's very important that when students are making critical career choices, especially as, like I've said, they transition to the next levels of education, that they actually have opportunities for a personal career advice session, you know, an interaction with a career advisor. This usually, you know, is the make or break time for these young people in their pursuit of their career journey. Since it's obviously the key decision point in the student's journey of shaping their career, where they determine which subjects, of course, that they are going to take on, which courses they should do to get them to their career dream. So that point is very critical to give a personal career guidance session, because they are really taking decisions that matter for their lifetime. Number three, we have also learned that working with employers in youth career training is very critical to build the future relevant and skillful employers that, you know, this world needs. To be honest with you, employers understand the labor market better than anyone, yeah? So as Career Path, we have learned that working with them to deliver informed career advice to these learners and their teachers, you know, helps to bring the world of work closer to the classroom. So that's why we have built extensive partnerships with several private institutions, you know, in many different sectors or career fields, so they are able to provide this career guidance to young people. That's really, really very critical. And maybe lastly that I can point out is that career guidance and career development in general is a lifelong learning experience. And career mentoring is really the way to go. So taking career decisions, as you know, it is not a linear effort. Career advice, especially for early graders and other young people, needs time. Today, a student comes to you and they want to be a doctor. And tomorrow, after probably a job shadowing event or a careers event, they have switched and they want to be lawyers, you know. So in our learning, career awareness is built over time. And our career advice programs are now built to connect students and graduates to successful professionals in different career fields they aspire to work in. And these career mentors, you know, offer the young people advice, they offer them counseling, they also give them direction on an ongoing basis as they pursue their career dreams. Yes.
Thank you, Andrew, for this discussion. I'm sure we will find many other things that we want to hear about from you in later sessions. This was Andrew Magunda, Executive Director of Career Path Uganda, a key partner of LIFT. You can find more information on this topic and more on their website. It's www.careerpathuganda.org. And on the LIFT website, www.l-ift.com.